Watch, Faraj tells Breitbart, we've been betrayed by Parliament, I'm ready for the next battle. By Oliver J.J. Lane on March 30, 2019. Brexit campaign leader Nigel Farage has told Breitbart London's James Delling poll that he is ready to keep fighting for Brexit. And despite the ongoing betrayal of the 2016 vote by the British political establishment, he remains upbeat. Comparing Brexit, the political and constitutional revolution required to untangle the United Kingdom from 40 years of integration with the increasingly centralized and autocratic European Union, to some of the other great political upheavals in British history, Mr. Farage said he was ready to fight the next election. With an even deeper Brexit betrayal looming, which is likely to see the nation kept in the European Union for months or years into the future, it is becoming more and more likely that Britain will be forced to contest the European Parliament elections in May. Despite the disappointment of the March 29 Brexit day being cancelled by the government, even though the date was guaranteed by the Prime Minister in the House of Commons 108 times, Mr. Farage said he was upbeat and ready to keep fighting. He told Breitbart London's James Delling poll at the Leave Means Leave pro-Brexit rally in Westminster that nobody in this country has spent more time, given more effort, energy and love to this cause of us becoming an independent United Kingdom. I should be the most depressed person here, and yet I'm not. I'm ready to fight again. We've been betrayed by much of Parliament, a duplicitous Prime Minister. Mr. Farage also likened Brexit to some of the great political battles of the 19th century, including the Great Reform Act of 1832, which abolished many rotten boroughs and extended the right to vote to more of the adult population, and the abolition of slavery. Both were enormously controversial, long and difficult political processes which nevertheless eventually succeeded and fundamentally changed the British political and social landscape. Watch, James Delling poll meets Brexit Day marchers and asks them why they want Britain to leave the EU.